This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Pro-lifers in both houses of Congress have been trying to pass Born Alive legislation, protecting babies who survive late-term abortions. But at every turn, now 80 times in the House, it's been pretty much a party-line vote to prevent the law from passing. New government data prove this law is needed. In just three states, at least 40 babies were born alive but left to die in the past couple of years. Only a handful of states are required to report this information, so it breaks my heart to realize how many babies in the U.S. are suffering and dying at the hands of so-called medical professionals. Thankfully, in Minnesota and Michigan, there's a state bipartisan effort to end the infanticide of these babies. Congress should follow their lead.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.